Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Stuff with Clark Ferentold from Mad Friars. I think there is a misperception. I know there's a misperception among general managers. AJ Preller has pushed back against it many, many times. But I think fans would believe that a successful trade is one where the GM is like a used car salesman who just got his worst lemon off the lot. Like, builds up this car. Oh, this is a beauty. I mean, I can't believe you're getting such a steal for $3,000. And the second the person drives off the lot, he's like hitting his knee. Like, I can't believe that sucker took that prospect off my hands. Like, oh, this guy was worthless. And I just pulled the wool over his eyes and got one of his better players. And he took back a terrible prospect. It's not really how it works. There's too much knowledge around the game of all the prospects. You're not pulling the wool. Now, some trades work out that way, where the prospect never, but they don't really even want to be the guy who is constantly getting over on the other GMs, because, well, they're not going to get a lot of phone calls back if that's the case. He likes to put together trades that he feels are fair. And the Juan Soto trade, and we saw this in the quotes to Dennis Lynn in The Athletic. The Juan Soto trade was one that AJ Preller thought was an extremely fair, well-crafted deal from both sides. That both teams got exactly what they wanted in that deal. The Padres got a generational player to help them make playoff pushes, and in a time that they were trying to be extremely competitive, the Washington Nationals got young, extremely good prospects who then developed into good major league players now. At least certainly three of them have developed into good major league players now. It's not always about trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the other team when it comes to a trade.
Yeah, but I mean, when you can pull the wool over the eyes of somebody, that's great that you do it. And you can unload guys that, you know, are, definitely aren't fits for your system. I mean, look, the thing is sometimes, when he was able to get rid of, you know, Graham Pauly and Lesko and Woosuck Go. Remember Woosuck Go?
Oh, that was my a throw. Gosh, that, wow. Was, that, throw was a, that was a cash throw. And they don't think they wanted Woosuck Go. They released him recently,
they did.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah. He's out of baseball at this point. But we got innings for him on Sunday. If we would.
What was that?
Sure, he's got a job back in Korea.
That was a lot, right?
It was a lot for a guy that threw
like
80.
Like a million.
Was it?
He
thought it was more than
like
that.
Like a million.
It was, threw like 84 miles an hour. I mean, it was like like it was like fantasy camp stuff from
the South.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. But
Hot
no,
Sun Camp was a great success
story.
Two-year,
$4.5 million.
Four and a half.
You think you got four and a half years out of him? I don't think
so.
I'm
excited to see what AJ can do at this trade deadline. I think the creativity is going to come into play. Wouldn't surprise me at all if there's third team involved in a deal here and there. I mean, it's going to be. I don't envy him at all having to figure out what's going to make this current major league team better. But left field, obviously, like we talked about it on the roundtable, Benny. At least they know what they need. they're like, pretty easy. We need to go identify and get better production from a left fielder. And also, kind of cool that no matter who you get, is going to be an upgrade. Really. I mean, if you have tiers of players, if there's a top tier, middle tier, lower tier, your lower tier is still going to give you more than what you're getting right now, most likely.
True, true. All right, we have Darren Smith coming in studio, and he's probably going to be here in about 10 minutes. So we're going to skip Don't Do This today, but I think we can't skip what would have been our number one Don't Do This story, and that is the update, the guilty verdict in the Wander Franco case in the Dominican Republic. But there's a twist here that now has me at least scratching my head and wondering, could we see Wander Franco back in Major League Baseball at some point?
Would be insane behavior. Insane behavior.
So if you didn't see it yesterday, Wander Franco was found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor in the DR.
Wow.
Now, prosecutors
Should it not just end right there?
That's where it should end.
And I don't know if it will, but the prosecutors were seeking a 5-year prison sentence. He got instead a 2-year suspended sentence. Now, Major League Baseball has not completed their investigation. They were waiting for the case to be finished. They will also have some sort of punishment and suspension. I'm sure it's going to be a long one that is also abides by the terms of the collective bargaining agreement with the Players Association.
I don't know what that looks like. I mean, they could, in theory, they could just ban him for life now, based on the allegations and the guilty verdict, right?
Now, he's still, I don't know. I mean, forgot his name.
Trevor Bauer.
For life, but he, in essence, you don't think he's coming back. Is that what is going to be the case? How old, Wander Franco is still just
24?
Like 24 years old. I mean, he could serve 2 years.
He was 21 when this happened.
He could serve 2 years. He could come back, serve a suspension, and still just be 26.
Yeah, who wants that, though?
I don't know.
Who wants a guy that sexually abused a 14-year-old? I don't.
I was very confused yesterday with all of this information as well. And from what I was able to read, at least, from other people, was that he still will have to apply for a work visa if he ever wanted to come back to Major League Baseball and a team even had interest in him. He'd have to apply for a work visa with the guilty verdict. It's going to make that a lot more difficult to obtain. Then he's still going to have to face, a year suspension at least for Major League Baseball. So you're already like that far behind. I don't know. Legally, I don't know if he's able to play in Major League Baseball ever again. Is it likely? I would say absolutely not.
I mean, look, the conditions of this that was the weirdest part. Hey, we're going to give you a 2-year suspended sentence as long as you don't contact any minors with sexual intentions.
I thought the weirdest part was that the mom.
And then the mom.
Well, that's the saddest part of the story.
Jail.
They threw the book at the mom who served essentially, pimping out her daughter for money.
For money.
She had, Franco paid her, the mom, thousands of dollars and said, yeah, I'm okay with this. Just as long as the money keeps flowing, I'm fine with a 14-year-old girl.
Good God.
And they actually did throw the book at her, and she got a 10-year sentence in prison for that. But, Wander Franco essentially was didn't get the harshest sentence that they could have gotten.
Now, he's guilty of the charges. He was found guilty. But essentially, he's not doing time. He got a slap on the wrist. And if he does it again, then he gets in trouble.
Yeah, man.
I don't get it.
I mean, who's the team that's like, hey, that's not one of those, let's zig while everyone else is zagging and go sign Wander Franco.
And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. But there's so many players in baseball who have done horrible things who come back.
Not that. Not that. Pederasts in major, not that we know of.
Yeah, I was going to say that we know of. Yeah, no.
But abusers.
You've heard stories from guys.
Certainly.
Abusers are rampant. They're teams that can look past a lot of that stuff. There's it just for me, I think there's got to be a line, right? Like, hey, look, guy gets popped for PEDs. All right, sucks. You know, try to game the system.
See you in 80 games.
All right. I mean, it really doesn't make me insane. But like the domestic violence stuff and the child abuse stuff, that there's no place for that. You got to draw a line somewhere, you know, and that's where you need to draw it.
I think you're right. I think ultimately it would be impossible to see that go forward.
No question.
With a Major League Baseball.
No question, man. So yeah, it was an insane. When the verdict came out yesterday, I said, oh, good. He at least got some prison time. I still think 2 years is very light. And then I went, wait, that's probation. He's going to be on probation. And I don't know the man at all. Don't know his character. All I know is his character from what has been revealed in court, and it's not good. And then, you know, somebody was tweeting about him posting thirst trap selfies on his Instagram. I'm like, I don't know that you get it.
Yeah, like yesterday?
Like 2 days ago.
Recently.
The day before the sentencing. It's like, hey, man.
You're not taking this seriously.
I don't think you're taking this seriously. I don't think you really understand the weight of maybe what you did or the weight of what's about to happen to you. So, yeah, man, his career is over, and I think for good reason. I did read in the ESPN article that as long as he stays on the restricted list, they don't have to pay him. Them being the Tampa Bay Rays, who signed him, they finally pony up for a player, and he turns out to be a sex predator. And as long as he stays on the restricted list, they don't have to pay him. And it was a lot of money, guys. It was a lot of money. Signed him to a huge, huge deal.
Can he stay there indefinitely, though? I don't think the CBA allows Major League Baseball to simply say, you're on the restricted list forever.
If he can't get a visa, he can't. They'll keep him on the restricted list. And why would you give him a work visa to come to our country?
Right.
As long as he's on the restricted list, the Rays would not be required to pay the salaries from his 11-year 182. Buddy, talk about flushing your entire life down the toilet for that. It's nuts.
Meanwhile, yesterday, with the Padres off, just watch the other teams suffer a little bit in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it was fun.
The San Francisco Giants get swept at home by the Miami Marlins.
Our Marlins. Look at you guys. Thank you so much.
Marlins!
You made us proud yesterday.
Rafael Devers did hit another home run, but I think the Marlins, or the Giants are...
They've won two games since they got something like that.
I mean, just not played good baseball. Since he's arrived.
That was a contentious series too. There was a lot of hit batters and guys throwing at each other. It got a little spicy. But man, what a huge, huge sweep for the Marlins. We needed that badly. Where are the standings?
Padres are now half game ahead of San Francisco and holding on alone to the third and final wild card spot in the National League right now. No scoring. Remember, I told you there were 7 shutouts on Wednesday. Even in a limited schedule, there were 4 more yesterday. 12 shutouts in 24 games in Major League Baseball over the last 2 days. The Mets shut out the Braves yesterday. The Cubs shut out the Cardinals. The Blue Jays shut out the Guardians. And the Tigers returned the favor by shutting out the A's. So scoring has been tough of late.
It's
for
down,
teams.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the ball or just the time of year or what's going on right now, but it's been busy. All right, are we ready to take a little time out?
Let's take a quick time out.
All right, get Darren
we'll get
in.
Darren
all right,
in studio
we'll get Darren
here.
Smith is here. We'll get him in studio. Coming up next, we'll talk SDFC Padres and more with radio legend D. Smith. Coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, talk about SDFatLoss.com. This is a way you can lose weight, even during the summer vacation seasons. You go into barbecues and stuff, you feel like, I don't want to go on a weight loss program right now. But you can. I did my losing of weight during the summer 2 years ago. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I even had a couple of cheat days, barbecues that I had, family stuff. I'm just going to enjoy myself. My counselor always got me back on track, kept the weight coming off, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. For me, that was 40 pounds over the summer. I mean, it felt so good to lose the weight. And then when I was done, I was still able to enjoy August and September and October. Nice, really warm months. You can do the same thing simply by setting up your free consultation right now. Go to SDFatLoss.com. They will explain how the program works. It's doctor crafted. There is no exercise required. You don't take injections and you don't have to buy any shakes or bars to eat. You're just eating real food from the grocery store, stuff like steak and chicken and fish. vegetables, and then the weight is going to come off. And if it's not, they'll figure out what's not going right, and they will adjust it, and the weight will come off. It has been so successful for so many Tier 1s around San Diego. You can be the next. Again, go to sdfatloss.com, get your free consultation, and right now take $200 off during their summer special when you sign up today at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Usually don't do this time right now. We're just going to go straight to doo-doo this because having Darren Smith in studio...
D.D.
Mega doo-doo moment as we welcome him. Darren, you know I do have to read the liner first, though. Don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. How are you on the old Will Trust front, Darren? You good? Taken care of?
No.
Oh, okay. Actually, well, you know what? You're of the age. You really should go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN at checkout. Yeah. Get 20% off.
Yeah, I know. Listening to you guys makes me feel bad about the things that I haven't done in my life. You know, I'm always like, you know, my water feels a little hard.
Eco-water.
So I got to figure out how to figure that situation out.
They've been keeping it soft. They've been keeping it soft since 1925. So, yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I feel like that's something that we probably should address. And the second part of that is forever now, Lee and I have been like, very negligent in getting that situation squared away. So
it's terrifying to think about.
I know, especially when you start rattling off the worst case scenarios. Like, what's going to happen to all these things? Yeah, we don't have any trust. We don't have any kid.
Right.
Like, we had not, like, I don't know.
Who
it just sort of disappears.
Collection?
Yeah, where does it go?
Nobody has any answers to that. It's just going to be a free-for-all.
It's going to be tied up in probate for years.
They'll just invade our house and just start taking...
How's everything, man? Good?
Good. I have a dentist appointment here in about an hour or so. So right around the corner. So I figured, why not stop in? Had a little time. Good to see the boys. How are you guys doing? Man, everything's great.
We're great. Great. You know, on our way to Philly for the week on Sunday. But you're a Philly guy. You've been to Philly, many times?
Yeah. Good city.
What can we expect? Are we going to get beat up wearing a Padres hat? I've heard we are.
I don't think so.
I've heard both. I've heard regular season is a little more muted.
Yeah.
And don't do it during the playoffs. But then I've also heard, oh, no, you guys walk around in a Padres shirt or a Padres hat, like, they're going to give it to you all day long.
Yeah.
Plus, not a, you know, no bad blood.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's one of those, right?
We played them in the playoffs, but there's no bad blood there.
No, I think sometimes you hear those football stories, right? The NFL stories are always a little bit more aggressive.
Big time.
You know, like, that's NFL in general, though.
Yeah, like, the Giants
tailgate,
fan.
Who, go crazy, get drunk. Like, right. Monday afternoon.
Yeah. Sadly, the Phillies fans don't really have any reason to be mad at the Padres. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I've heard some stories about Giants fans going down to Philadelphia and the dude goes into the porta potty and they turn it upside down.
Oh my God.
You know, or the guy that came out, his car was on fire. You know, but those are. That's like a geographic rivalry that would probably, you know, lend itself a little bit more to that behavior. I think it'd be okay.
And Dominic's in our chat. He's an East Coaster. He says, you'll be fine. Walking around in a Mets jersey might be a different story.
Probably not great. You know, and plus you guys are well-behaved. The Woods are...
Yeah.
Yeah, Nancaro's are well-behaved.
Yes, yes. I make sure they're well-behaved, yeah.
I'll be very well-behaved.
Ben's going to be climbing greased lampposts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get very far. Even ungreased.
I can't wait.
I'm not going to get more than a foot or two off the ground.
God, I can't wait to see that video or picture or whatever we come up with.
Darren, let's start with SDFC.
Woo!
Huge win. I have to ask you, though. I did not know the answer to this. Did you know what four goals in a game is called? Brace for two, hat trick for three. I had no idea whether there was terminology for four or not.
I think there is, but I
heard haul or a poker.
A poker.
A four of a kind.
Yeah.
That's what I
came up with load. I think that's better.
Load?
You scored a load of goals.
That's grand slam.
The grand slam.
Four.
In 12 minutes over the course of
the
game.
It was the coolest thing.
That was awesome.
I mean, the guy's just a joke. He's like, you know, a video game where, you know, you play against somebody who's really good at video games, which I am not, and all of a sudden the guy just dominates you in 5 seconds flat. You're like, I don't know how to do this stuff. And crazy to think, too, like scoring four, it's only happened 20 times in MLS history. It's happened three times this year.
So that's between, I was trying to, in baseball terms, obviously MLS hasn't been around nearly as long as Major League Baseball. It seems like it's somewhere between a no-hitter and a perfect game in terms of the rarity of happening.
Yeah. But think about it, too, for a guy like that. Like everything is a record now because this is an expansion club, right?
Yes.
But this is one that actually is probably going to hold up for a while because of the infrequency with which it happens. And he's just an unreal player. It's kind of cool, too, because, you know, the official watch party was in Escondido in his hometown at a place called Tony Pepperoni. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Tony Pepperoni. I've never heard of it. But it looked like it was lit on Wednesday night, and his family was there. And, you know, like this Milan Olasky story for a local guy. As I said against Minnesota United, I just sort of blurted out after one of his goals. Like, it was one of the best stories in MLS. And I thought afterwards, maybe I overstated that a little bit. And
now I don't think
I did. And this is just turning into a great story, not only locally, but in the league.
So when they picked him up on a loan, I didn't get the sense that he was supposed to be this major impact player. This was a guy to fill in for injury, you know, purposes for a couple of months, and then he'd be gone, probably back to Denmark at the end of his loan. Has he surprised people, or is this something that they were hoping to get out of him? I didn't get the sense that they expected anything near what he has produced so far.
No, I think you're right. I think what happened is Marcus Ingvardsson gets hurt in the fourth game of the year against Columbus. And so they have Milan in the system. The club in Denmark is the sister club for SDFC. So the sporting director, Tyler Heaps, even said, timing-wise, this just made sense for us. We needed a body. We're an expansion club. We don't have reserves. We need somebody, and this is a guy who, obviously, there's a connection to the town. He knows the system, knows how to play it, has some experience in Southern California, so let's give it a shot.
And now it's to the point where even, you know, the head coach is starting to be like, yeah, he ain't going anywhere. Like, this guy is here. So, you know, his loan is supposed to end at the end of July. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out or what the clerical stuff is, but I can't imagine he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay.
That's incredible. I mean, I tuned in maybe a minute before the first goal, and I went, oh, yeah, on the board early. Boom, another one. Boom, another one. And I was just going, what is happening? This influx. It was really, really cool. I mean, and you saw Vancouver come back and answer, and you're like, oh boy, this is why these guys, they looked pretty sharp too. What it was 5-3 total?
5-3 final. They put one home very late. Make it 5-3.
But look, that's a really, really good team that they beat. And of course, Darren, of course, because you're a sports fan. You let yourself dream on it. You let yourself dream on, why not? We've beaten some of the best teams. We beat some legacy teams. You let yourself dream on it. For you, who's calling it, who's around the team, are you letting yourself dream on the big prize?
A little bit. It'd be hard not to.
Right.
When, you know, you're sitting and everybody else is looking up at you at this point. And, you know, you've done a lot of this without maybe your most marquee player in Chucky Lozano.
Yeah.
And even some of the terminology that I picked up on, just the way the club puts out its messaging sometimes is a little bit different. At first, it was, well, you know, this is expansion. We're just trying to put it together. Give everybody an opportunity to come out and watch something that's fun and entertaining. And then it's like, well, maybe we could be a playoff team. And now this week it's, well, maybe we could win the supporter shield. And, you know, that's something they give away to the team that had the best regular season. So, you know, all of a sudden it's starting to switch around a little bit. And I think that's for good reason. I think, you know, it's something that they're not just trying to market. I think it's something probably internally that a lot of the players are starting to realize. Yeah, this is good. This is a good team. Like, this thing is coming together in a way that you know, is really impressive through 19 games for a thing that wasn't even in existence 5 months ago.
Darren, let me dive into that just briefly. The supporter shield. I think there's a segment of American sports fans who would scoff at that.
Like, right, sure.
The president's trophy in hockey, the best regular season record. You know what that gets you? Nothing in the playoffs.
Right.
Around the world, that's all there is. You play in the Premier League, there is no playoffs. You win the title by winning the supporter shield, by having the most points in the regular season. We do things differently in this country. We are so playoff oriented.
Ring hungry.
How important.
Ring culture.
Ring culture.
Doesn't that make more sense though? If you really break it down and really think about it, you're like, let's put it in baseball terms. Like, you're rewarding your success over a 6 month long season, not a 3 week playoff.
I know.
Right. Not the randomness
of what
happens over a couple weeks.
Team gets hot.
Lights are the brightest. But I mean, it's funny because I have friends in baseball who have paid attention to some of the European soccer stuff and go, like, why don't we recognize what it is that happens during the regular season, right? I don't know that it's going to happen. We're not going to switch around decades of culture.
I doubt it.
Even people, though, in soccer kind of scoff a little bit at the supporter shield, you know, because it's not, you know, you're playing teams. You know, and MLS plays off, you know, they play at times where we're without players who are playing international tournaments. You don't play everybody, so the schedules aren't the same. So is the supporter shield really something that is equitable?
You know what the rules are going in.
You
just need to finish top nine to get in the playoffs.
Right,
so that's the main goal. So
you know, just get in, right?
We don't have to, you know, play our players every single game to get there. And that could be an advantage now with SDFC at the top of the table with, you know, less than half the season remaining. They might be able to, as, you know, Dave Roberts would do, load manage a little bit more in the second half. You don't have to go all out for a supporter shield. Having fresher legs come, when are the playoffs? October, November?
Late fall.
Having fresher legs could actually be an advantage to not, you know, go all out to pursue that.
It could be. You know, the one thing I just want to add about Milan Ilaski, because I remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the friendly, the exhibition game against Club America. And I said, you know, this is an opportunity for guys to show their manager that they're deserving of more minutes. He was one of those guys because he started that match, scored twice. And he's one of those guys that said, hey, like, I you can trust me in a situation here. And, you know, now we're seeing a guy go out there who cannot be stopped, who's leading the team in scoring. So, you know, it's give somebody a weekend shift like we were talking about in radio.
Yeah.
You know, I did weekend updates and that led to me being a regular host and nobody cared about those weekend updates. But
I did.
But you did.
Those are the most important weekend updates I ever did, and it turned into a 20-year radio career. So good for that guy.
This Club World Cup that's going on right now, Messi obviously, Inter Miami getting a lot of the attention. Is MLS showing that they've narrowed the gap at all on the rest of the world in soccer? I haven't really followed it.
Well,
that
team is. Yeah. Because that team advanced. The other two teams got skunked. So I don't know that it was great for Seattle or LAFC. But, when you have Messi and now you get to take on the European champs this weekend in Maine. So, they are. And, that would be the biggest, that would probably be the biggest accomplishment in MLS history if Inter Miami were to take down the European champs. So, they at least are. They continue to, be the sort of North Star for the league. I like the tournament. I like it a lot. Every time I tune in, it seems like people are having a ton of fun. It has its flaws for sure, but in terms of just an MLS point, like watching Miami play against Paris and Messi play against his former club where they hated him. Those Parisians absolutely hated Messi. It's the only place he ever went where he got whistled and booed and all that. So, there's some good storylines there. He's going against his former manager from Barcelona, but it'd be an unbelievable accomplishment to watch Inter Miami take down Paris Saint-Germain. I don't think it'll happen, but it would be you'll never hear the end of it from MLS, I'll tell you that.
Let's go to break and come back and talk some baseball.
Absolutely. Darren Smith's going to stick around in studio until he's going to go check in. Usually they like get you there 15 minutes in advance to check in. But whenever you're here until whenever you need to go to the dentist. Darren Smith, more coming up with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000-466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
First, though, did you, what I did after the roundtable yesterday? I had a couple hours to kill before I needed to go my anchor shift at Channel 10. My son came down. I met him at Sammy's at 7 Mile
for
lunch. And I had the Kung Pao chicken. It was so good again.
I'm so jealous.
It was so good. There was tables. There was action going on middle of the day. It was like 11:45 and atmosphere was great. Sun was out. I was looking out at the patio there on San Diego Bay. Just really, really nice time yesterday, me and him at 7 Mile Casino.
Always a great time at 7 Mile. You didn't sit down, play a little California style blackjack?
We thought about it. I had to get to work after lunch, though, and he wanted to go and go on with his day. But it was nice of him to come down and meet me. But it's not that bad of a drive because it's close.
Very, very simple. And listen, this weekend, no matter what you're doing, they're going to be open for you. If you want to go in the morning, you want to go in the midday or the afternoon, whatever, it doesn't matter. They'll take care of you. Open 24/7, smoke-free environment, slot machine-free environment, so it's more calm than a regular casino. Go check it out for yourself, my friends. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
All right, we're back with Darren Smith in studio. And, of course, coming up at the top of the hour, a little early today, a Fryer Friday management report with the skipper, Mike Schilt. Of course, the manager's report refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Well, here we are, Darren, midway point of the season today. Game number 81 of 162.
Whew, man. Time flies.
Right. Also drags a little bit.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, when you're constantly watching one-run games and now, again, offense around baseball right now, it's a little bit suspect. You have teams that have some firepower, certainly. San Diego Padres are not one of those teams right now. You know, firepower offensively is not what you'd call the San Diego Padres, but man, there's value in winning some of these games. And when you get to the end of the year, if you are one of those playoff teams, you've won a bunch. You've thrown a bunch of shutouts. You've had a bunch of close games. You're a little bit more battle tested, D, after some of the wins this year.
Yeah, and I don't know that I can back this up with any sort of data. By the way, Clark, amazing.
He's incredible. What a listen. Right?
Clark was awesome. Yep. Absolutely. But aren't a lot of those postseason games often a little less high? They're not as high scoring, and they're a little closer as well. Has anybody done the bit yet where you look back and say, well, what was their record at the midway point last year? I was like, one of my favorite.
We did it yesterday.
Yeah,
it's a standard. Yeah.
And like the point of that whole exercise, I think, upon reflection, is that none of us know anything like ever, because I think we probably try to compare it to what it was that was happening last year. And it doesn't mean because you're ahead of last year's pace that you're going to finish ahead of this year's pace. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, it's just sort of like, yeah, we didn't know anything a year ago, and we probably don't know anything today.
One thing I do know is, you know, the gauntlet was thrown down, I think, by all of us on this show, mostly the whole city of, hey, man, hot start is imperative for this team. You have to do it. And they did it. And, you know, it's like the guy that makes one good album, and he can coast his entire. Who's that hot start? Better than anybody. I mean, because they've really, really kind of cashed in on it to keep themselves consistently above 500.
It'd be two games below 500 or a game below 500 without it.
It shows you the value of those games in April that for so many years, you, me, Ben, hello, everybody. Ah, season's long. Don't worry about it. We got 130 more of these things to go. It's ultimately true. It's true. But that hot start, that cushion, oh my God, it has been fantastic.
It has been. And you know, whether that stretch of games comes in the beginning or the middle or the end, I suppose, is open to some subjectivity there.
Like, right.
You know, because whatever it is that you do to go on one of those kind of stretches is probably what's going to carry you over 162.
Yep.
So, you know, it just stresses again like how long these seasons are. I don't need to tell anybody listening or you guys. I mean, we've all lived through this enough, and yet still we all find ourselves saying sort of the same thing. But you're right about that. Right now, without it, you know, you'd really have a totally different conversation heading into July about what to do with some of these players.
Massively.
And that's the point, right?
Massively.
Because you can't predict or guarantee that it's going to come in August. You can't predict or expect that it's going to come in September. But that it happened when it did, at least, A, proves that you know, there is something internally there that you can rely on, and B, it also just, it creates the conversation now where instead of it being one-sided about what your strategy is going to be, at least now it's an open discussion about what the strategy should be.
100%.
Right? Yeah.
But historically for Mike Shildt teams, it has happened. In the second half of every second half season, Shilty. There's like another gear that his teams find.
It's a lot of pressure.
But, and one thing that at least mildly concerns me as a fan, I don't necessarily see where this team has another gear. I saw it last year. Even Mike Shildt even admitted to us in spring training, yeah, we're a long way off from where I want our team to be, but wait for the second half. He told us that when we took him to dinner, you know, before he'd even managed a game with the Padres, and he was right. I don't know about this team, though. They're not sloppy all over the yard. Yeah, they have their ups and downs like all teams. They just simply need their stars to hit. And
well, that's
you,
it.
You can't turn a key. You can't flip a switch and go, okay, Toddy, it's time for you to now have a 1,000 OPS for the next month. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that it? I mean, without Toddy's hot start, what are we talking about with him? Where are his numbers now at the midway point of the season? So, you know, again, we know he's capable of it. Why it really hasn't looked the way it looked over the first 3, 4, 5 weeks of the season, unclear to me. I don't know if there's any theories in this room. You guys are way smarter than I. But that's the one that you got to kind of get humming again back to the way it was earlier this year. There probably is some correlation between Fernando Tatis's start and the Padres' start, right?
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing you've ever said, though.
That we're
you
smarter.
You guys are way smarter than
yeah,
I.
That's not that true. Really that's not dumb. True. I'll take it.
Take it.
Paulie, save that clip, actually. Just Paulie, save that and work it into the intro.
Yeah, well, the aura of Clark is still in
yeah,
the room.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
Yeah,
that's
so,
fair.
You know, there's still
fair.
A little lingering IQ here.
No, Clark's way smarter than all of us, apparently. So.
I'm so interested to see, as most Padres fans, and we're joined live in studio by Darren Smith, I'm so interested to see the trade deadline, as I am every single year with A.J. Preller. I know that we all got on here a couple years back and said, no, it's really smart. Just buy on the margins. Just be smart with it. I don't want another G-Man Choi situation in here. I don't. I don't want a Jake Arrieta situation. I want, then again, I also don't need you to go out and get Jose Ramirez, right? Like, somewhere in the middle is good with me, but it's so imperative that he does it. This is going to be, it's going to take some real creativity, probably some other teams involved as well, moving things around. This is where AJ thrives, though. Darren, you know AJ very well. He lives for this stuff.
Oh, yeah. He lives in the world of concepts, right? Of three-team trades, of moving money around, and this player from that spot, and this player to that. Yeah, he lives in that space, and it's all in his head. It is the meme, the beautiful mind meme
yeah,
of all the different
hunting too.
All the signals, right? Yeah. That I don't even know what the signals are, and he's got all of those sorts of things. I think he's just incapable of you know, looking at a group like this. Listen, I mean, before the season started, I thought they made a decision that they were going to ride with Cease, and they were going to ride with the Rise, and they were going to ride with King, even though these guys were on expiring contracts,
yep.
Because that was the tone. That was the you know, that was the season that they were going to have, is they were going to see this thing through. And I mean, I would stick with that. I would stand, you know, if there's an opportunity perhaps to move a guy because it makes a little bit of sense to help you here, sure, all for it. But I'm with you. Like, I, you know, and plus it's like, hey, AJ's been around a long time. You know, his future is what it is. You know, he's not as signed for as long as some other people around here. So, you know, I think he's the kind of guy who probably is like, hey, this is the tone I wanted to set to start the season. So this is the way I'm going to keep it going here in the middle of the season as well. And I'm exactly where you are. I don't know that we're going to look at Rafael Devers coming through the door. But, you know, by the same token, if anybody's going to figure out a way to start moving different things around involving other teams, it's that guy, you know, who never stops for a second to think about how to make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of Rafael Devers, I want to get Darren's thoughts on some of the other NL playoff contenders, including the one the Padres are going to be facing later today. Got a few more minutes with Darren. We'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I think my first reaction when I heard the Giants had acquired Rafael Devers was,
oh, no.
Uh-oh. And perhaps that was the correct reaction, Darren, because I do think it was a good deal for the Giants. They needed a star. They have no stars. They mm-hmm. needed a star like him. Haven't played well since he arrived. I wonder whether they were close enough or if the good start by the Giants gave them a little bit of false hope to pursue Rafael Devers. I think they'll still be happy they have him, you know, next season and beyond. But what do you think about that move and whether the Giants truly are contenders here?
I don't know if you guys, did you spend any time talking about Juan Soto? No. Obviously, you know, when Soto comes here, I think it was a reminder from a couple of years ago. Sometimes these in-season trades, it just takes a while. You know, guys often, and I know we like to think of them as non-human beings and just avatars that are expected to play, right? Because we make trades in fantasy sports or whatever, yeah. but they are humans and their whole lives get upended. And sometimes it's a risk you take, you know, sometimes it's a risk you take when you have a guy that just moves across the country and is now expected to start performing at a level where he was performing.
Like, and I think, next day, by the way.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Hey, like here, go take a glove, go play that position. Yeah. Yeah, every time he turns on social media, David Ortiz is yammering on about him.
God, you know, holding up his phone.
Right.
Look at these texts he didn't respond to. Like, whoa,
you know,
man.
All the things
look
that
at
happened.
This fat piece of crap.
Right, look at this lazy guy. Just didn't. So, you know, all of that, you know, I think we didn't ever see the best version of Soto that first summer here. He was starting to get it going, I thought, in the postseason, which was great. You know, but making those trades, that's where you run a little bit of a risk. So, you know, they just got swept by the Marlins.
Yeah.
Is that right? They
that's
got
right.
swept by the Marlins. So, you know, yes, you're right. They did trade for the contract, which is multiple years. You can't bring stars in there. They've tried everything with Stanton and the Judge. You know, you can't get guys to go there. You know, is that exclusively for this year? I don't know. You know, I don't really know the way that that's supposed to unfold for them, but I always think that's a little bit underrated that guys are just expected to show up there and start performing to their level when they've had this, not just baseball changing moment, this life changing moment like somebody like Devers did.
We haven't hit on a lot of those guys, and we've run through some of the mid-season acquisitions, and really, I mean, nobody, Adam Frazier was a 330 hitter mm-hmm. until he got here, and we didn't have a position for him, and right. put him out in the outfield and think he got hit in the head with a ball and couldn't hit a lick.
Who's you know, the dude from the Reds that came over the same time with Soto?
Brandon Drury. Hit the grand slam right. the first night.
Yeah.
Day one, grand slam.
I was trying
slam.
To think of like...
Oh, that night was great.
That night was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like,
that was
the
high
the
point.
Best trade acquisition where like you have to account for star power before the trade, how they were doing. They were doing really well. They got moved.
Juan Soto was the most. He was the most productive, but even he, you know, people.
Right, there was a drop off.
People here hate him.
Right.
You know, it makes no sense. Like there's actually no value. I'm
like hey, he led the team and everything. Don't care.
Don't care.
He overrated.
Sucks. All right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Ryan Ludwig. Remember when Ryan Ludwig came here? It's like it totally disrupted that 2010 rhythm that they had.
Fell off a cliff.
Like, don't you feel like if they went out and just did this major blockbuster, Paul Skeens is pitching for the Padres, and all of a sudden he just drops off for the second half.
He's throwing 91. You're like.
What the hell?
So it is a risk.
It's
a huge risk.
I think Carlos Beltran got traded to the Astros a million years ago.
Luis Arraez was pretty good when he got him. It wasn't a deadline deal, but Luis Arraez was fantastic for this team.
That's
last
a guy
year.
That wakes out of bed, though.
And just ready to play baseball.
He had a walk-off his first game here after they got him.
It was amazing.
You know, I don't even know. Like that's so far beyond what you can even scout because it's totally unpredictable. You could say, hey, listen, we saw the same thing about Devers, right? What he's going to look like in that ballpark with the overlay, but it doesn't matter. Like, how is the human being actually going to perform under these conditions that he's never been in before? You know, you don't even have an off season to prepare for. It's like, yo, it's Tuesday. You're getting set to board the plane. Oh, by the way, get your suitcase off the plane, and you know, there's an Uber waiting for you. So, you know, good luck in life. Imagine that.
The buy low guys on bad teams that now have an opportunity, those are the guys that I like. The hungry guys that have never won a championship.
Right.
This whole,
Robert Jr.
Let's bring these guys in that have won multiple titles. That'll help. All right, maybe. I mean, Xander, whatever, fine. But the guy that's hungry and he knows, I got like 3 years left. I'm playing to 1,800 people here in Chicago. And I want to win a championship, man, and I want to do it now. Lesser names, the Mike Talkmans of the world, right? But Luis Robert, a bigger name. The change of scenery, buy low guys that are hungry, that's who I want.
And because, you know, your point is, it's not just the performance, it's also, well, what was that guy's role in that clubhouse?
Right.
Right? You guys, we're all big on clubhouse culture
Huge
here.
Huge clubhouse
so,
guys, yep.
You know, what was that guy's role over there? Because if he ran the clubhouse there, now all of a sudden he has to come in and go, well, who runs the clubhouse here?
Right.
Because you're not that guy anymore.
Right.
And that's a totally different shift in dynamic for players.
And I think that's where A.J. Preller has shown the most growth over the last decade, that he now cares about how his players are going to fit into a mix and what they kind of bring off the field as opposed to just, I love the talent of this guy, I'm shoving him into my lineup somewhere. We're just going to do it.
Preller has a handful of players, I've heard, that he can call at random times and find them in random situations and say, what is your info on this player?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is. What's his work ethic?
It wasn't always that way with him.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
But
it
now he's got some guys and some names that would make you laugh that he could call and find them in you know, the club and be like, hey, what's the skinny on this dude here? Yeah. He can find out some good dope.
I'll tell you a quick story because I know, Darren, you get to go, and Mike Schilt's going to join us. I was doing a story. Jorge is the new media guy and interpreter for the Padres that just joined the organization about a month ago. And he said, first thing, AJ was like, what do you know about the guys? He came from Cincinnati. What do you know about them? And he goes, this. No, he goes, I want to know all the details.
Give me everything.
From your team. You know, like, tell me what you know. And like, he will find information from anyone everywhere, all the time.
He has quite the Rolodex, and people answer his call, I think is a credit to him. One of the things that should be in the book about Preller someday.
And, you know, Woods was on these Reds early. He picked them as a potential surprise playoff team, and with Terry Francona, I think there's a big series coming up for the Padres.
They're a talented team.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I'm just
doing
the play.
It's the second half now, Darren. They're all
second half starts now, baby.
I mean, it is. Well, it is just because of what we said. The deadline's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you proving to not only your general manager and your coaching staff, but to your front office that might have to say, you know, here you go ahead, get it done, here's the green light.
Love it.
What answer will you give when they say, have you been flossing every day?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I have.
At least three or four times
will
a
you
week
be
for about a week now.
yeah
so that my gums don't bleed.
The cramming, you're cramming for the dentist is my favorite.
Once I get the reminder text that I have the appointment, I'll immediately start flossing.
Yeah, get my water pick out.
Yeah, and exactly. Have you been flossing? Of course. Ooh, yes, I have.
Absolutely.
Darren, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
this was a lot of fun. Darren Smith. Love him on Fridays. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks when we're back from Philadelphia, but joining us from Cincinnati, Ohio, when we come back. The manager, Mike Schilt, the manager's report coming up with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.